From the guy who's read more about Bitcoin than anybody else you know, this is a Guy's Take episode. All right, guys, just to give you a little heads up, this is just a little summation episode here. I know I've got a repeat of shelling out the origins of money, but I did post in the Twitter comments that I did this because it doesn't seem to want to allow me to use the built-in Podbean player unless I actually publish it as an episode. So when I do these long reads, I'll probably be doing them just because it seems to just go a whole lot smoother and take a whole lot less of my time if I read them as podcast episodes. And I think the next one we're going to be getting into is the iterative capital thesis on Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space, which is another really long one. It's probably about maybe twice as long as shelling out, but it's a wonderful piece. So we'll probably be taking an entire week to go through that. But when I do, I may again end up repeating the post in one single audio file that's, you know, 3 hours long or so. So don't be surprised if you notice I'm redundantly posting these things as part episodes and then a full episode towards the end, just because I don't know of any other way right now without using another hosting service other than Podbean to get the long reads available in the nice little player format that I've got right now on the website. But this is our first long read, so we got that out now. I'm really excited about that. And like I said, we'll be jumping into the iterative capital one later. I'm still writing on my own article. I don't think I'll have an official episode out today. It will just be this one and, you know, my little explanation here. I'm with partnered with Shelling Out. And one thing I did want to say is that Nick Szabo has allowed me the rights, I guess you could say, the permission to read any and all of his works, as long as there is no commercial use or I'm not putting it behind a paywall or anything like that. So I'm going to try to do as much of Szabo's work as possible over the, you know, next year or so, depending on, I know I'm going to be jumping back into the job market soon. My time will be a lot more limited, I think. But with that, I'm still going to release it, even if I have to slow down this show a little bit. I'm hoping not. Probably more than likely, I'm going to have to lower the quality. I'm going to just, you know, whatever lunch break or so I get at work, I'll probably go out and do a read of some sort in my car or something like that. So hopefully I get a setup that's a little more mobile and maybe I can take advantage of that and do something that's just in my car or something like that. So if the audio quality drops, I'll give you a heads up if I'm, whenever I do find a job, hopefully a Bitcoin related one. That's what I'm trying to get into and have been training for quite some time now. But the jobs are still scarce. The industry is still very young. Let's see, what was the other? Oh, I've got all the affiliate links of my reading list here, so I should have that out soon as well. I'll go through, I'm going to have its own page on the cryptoeconomy.life of essentially the, I've collected a bunch of different reading lists, like book lists of what people claim are the most important things to read in the Bitcoin space. And I actually haven't read all of them. I've got like two or three on the list that I desperately want to read and are in my lineup. I just haven't gotten to them yet. Some like Sapiens, The Selfish Gene, and The Sovereign Individual. I haven't gotten to that one. And that seems to be, that's universally on every single one of these lists that I come across. So that one's definitely going to be one to jump into, but I will offer links to all of those. So if you're interested in doing like deep dives onto all of this theory and philosophy and a lot of different history behind this stuff. I've found a couple of books myself that people don't add into the list, but that I actually love and I think are great ways to get into this. So keep an eye out for that. I'm going to have a full book list of doing a serious deep dive into all the crypto economy and Bitcoin history, culture, philosophy, and theory. And there's some really, really great books in this. And I'm also throwing in a couple of little editions of my own of just books that aren't really related to it, but I think have degrees of truth, and they're just really awesome books in one form or another, and I think could apply. Like, things that you learn in the book are very, very applicable to many things. Like, one that I read is called Dialogue, The Art of Verbal Action, and it seems like, you know, it's just about, you know, reading, and or it's just about writing and, you know, writing dialogue between two different characters. But it's not really. It's actually it goes into how the dialogue is structured and how stories are structured. And there's just a lot of really great things that I think you can apply to a lot of areas of life and your work and any kind of media production or study. I think that, like, if you're writing any kind of a technical paper, it might make sense to borrow some of these principles and the basic ideas of how to get people to see one layer below what you're actually writing. So that's another really good book that I think could add a lot to somebody's perspective without actually being on topic, quote unquote. And then I've got a couple of fantasy books that are just my favorite. So I do a lot of reading, and this is going to be a really cool book list, I think, of all the stuff you need to do a deep dive into the Bitcoin history and technology. And I think that's all I want to get into today. Like I said, this was just a short one to partner with the release of Shelling Out, The Origins of Money. Still got a lot of work to do today, and I'm going to jump right back into writing. Keep an eye out for the book list. I got a whole lot of fun stuff to add to that. And if you're interested in any of those books, I will have affiliate links for practically every single one of them, except for the ones that actually aren't quote-unquote books. They're just readings that you can find for free online. All of those will be available on the website cryptoeconomy.life very soon. Keep an ear out. Don't forget to follow me at The Crypto Economy on iTunes, or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but follow me on Twitter, Medium, and of course, subscribe to get the RSS feed for cryptoeconomy.life so you don't miss all the posts and updates we got going on and the awesome stuff we have still in the works for the website. So you can find that feed at cryptoeconomy.life/feed. That's all it is. It's just, obviously, it's a WordPress feed, so it's formatted just like everything else. I think that'll do it. If you'd like to support the show and you appreciate this work and you find a value in it, the more I can get in donations or through my affiliate links, the higher likelihood that I can keep this up for a very long time, and I really, really hope to. So if you would like to donate or purchase any of the books that I will have posted through my affiliate link, please do that. That is a huge, huge help to the show, and I thank you for everyone who has done that in the past. I still have my Casa node. It is up and running now, finally. I'm about to put Lightning in autopilot so that I'm just going to let it do its thing, because I want to see and test out how it is with completely on its own. Nick Newman, I believe is the right, I think I got that name right, helped me figure out what was going on, and I was just in rolling forward mode, and for some reason, if I'm trying to pull addresses and stuff while the node is still in that mode, for some reason it's kicking me out. He said it's actually got to do with a error with Bitcoin D that just hasn't been sorted out yet. So after I let everything fully sink and got Lightning completely started, everything seems to be behaving as it's supposed to. And I have also funded it with the donations I got from you guys. So I should have a Lightning node up and running very, very soon. And I'm very excited to have that. And we will be digging into that at length very soon. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. Stick with me. We got tons of stuff coming. This has been the Crypto Economy Podcast, and I will talk to everyone tomorrow. Take it easy, guys.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.